And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. My name's Jo Stanley. As always, I'm joined by Gerald Quigley. Hi there, GQ. Lovely
Hello,
to see
Jo.
You.
Hello, Jo. Good to see you.
And awesome to see you. Also, wellness podcaster and author Sarah Davidson.
Good morning.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Isn't it nice to be up on this Sunday morning and together doing this show?
Certainly.
Lovely. Lovely to be back.
So, all right, I have found during this pandemic, I've spoken with my friends a lot about memory. I've been feeling a little bit foggy. I think the pandemic has got us all in the mems a little, like we're all a little bit forgetful and a little bit lacking in concentration. I find I'm losing my thought quite a lot. I have trouble sometimes to just even sit down and read a book.
Bearing in mind that women can multitask, I feel sorry for the blokes listening, because if you're having those problems, imagine what we are doing, where we can only focus on one thing anyway, and we do it spectacularly well, I might add, but we can't think of more than two or three things. So brain fog isn't so much a bloke's thing, because we've only got one thing on our mind all the time, which is what the task at the moment that we're working on. So there's my excuse.
I don't know. Have you experienced any version of brain fog yourself, Sarah?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think it's limited to the pandemic, but it's definitely been more acute lately. That just, I've kind of lost all sense of time passing, even just in the middle of a sentence, kind of forgetting what I'm saying.
Yes.
And worrying. This is far too early for me to be afflicted in this way, but it's happening all the time. I think the overwhelm and just our like attention span being so applied so differently also that getting back out into the world, I'm like, what is a conversation? How do I do this?
It's a bit confusing. How do I connect with people?
Eye contact also? Yes. What a weird new concept.
We're seeing faces now for the first time. We're seeing lips that move. Mm. So we're getting a completely different communication now. Thank goodness.
Yeah, well, that's true. It's time, most definitely. But yes, this notion of brain fog, okay? So it's very often a symptom of trauma or stress or burnout. Mm-hmm. It can be about menopause or having had a baby. It can be sleep deprivation. It can be lots of different things that maybe causes us to have a mentally sluggish response. Mm-hmm. And it can be frustrating and sometimes quite scary. You think, why did I walk into this room and forget what I was here for again? What's happening?
Well, medically, Jo, can be medication related as well. There are a number of medications that are well known for causing brain fog, and it can be treatment related. Chemotherapy is a classic as well.
Right. So today we're going to find out if we can protect our brains from fuzziness and being forgetful. And can we train them like we do our muscles? We're going to be welcoming back neuropsychologist Dr. Hannah Carell to find out if we can actually train our brains. And also she's here to answer your questions about brain health, whether it's memory or staying sharp longer in life. I know that she says that as you age, that doesn't necessarily mean you have to accept that you lose brain function or memory or sharpness.
True. Where I think society has an expectation that if you've got brain fog and you're aging, you get told, well, what do you expect at your age? Which is quite belittling, I think.
Absolutely, and dismissive. Yes. It doesn't need to be that way. So 131 873, give us a call if you have a question for Dr. Hannah Carell about your brain health. Plus, do you know the symptoms of ovarian cancer? Sarah, would you say you do?
I would say I've only just started to really learn about this cancer and how non-specific the symptoms can be, which can then lead to quite a delay in diagnosis. Mm. But, I mean, this is only recent that I've realised how pervasive it is in society.
Well, the more we talk about it, the better it is as far as making sure everyone is aware of what signs to look out for. Each year in Australia, over 1,500 women will be diagnosed with it and over 1,000 women will die from the disease. So we'll be talking more about that later on. And our A to Z of vitamins is Carver. Go Healthy Carver 4200, one a day. We'll be speaking about that. And as I said, 131 873 is our number for your questions to support your health. Next up, what can we do if we feel our brains are foggy? That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Sick of taking multiple supplements? Introducing Vital All-in-One from Chemist Warehouse. This all-in-one daily supplement combines 78 ingredients, including vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, plus vegetables, greens, and even digestive enzymes. And because it's a convenient drink, your body doesn't need to break it down and can absorb that goodness much faster. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, get Vital All-in-One from just $27.49. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Chemist Warehouse.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Vital All-in-One is available now from $27.49. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We're just having a little bit of trouble getting on to Dr. Hannah Carell right now. It's Sunday morning, fair enough.
I think it's brain fog, if you ask me.
She's walking around her house looking for her phone. Yeah. Where did I put it? I knew I put it somewhere safe.
I'm so fuzzy right now.
That's right. So while we're trying to get on to Hannah, we did want to mention that this November, we're asking people to walk or run 4 kilometres every day and raise funds to support Australian women living with ovarian cancer. So it's 4Ks every day because every day 4 Australian women are diagnosed with ovarian cancer. And with a 46% survival rate, it's obviously 4 too many. So the pandemic has meant, Gerald, that a lot of people are not getting the screening that they normally get, and not a lot of people are not actually responding to symptoms in their bodies, and it's less people have been going for regular checkups. So yes, they've seen a lot more cancer diagnoses that have been missed.
Here's a stat from the Victorian Cancer Registry, Joe and Sarah. Since April last year and mid-August this year, estimates of 3,500 cancers have been missed. Now, that's what it does is delay all of the treatments, which puts enormous pressure on the system, which we hear about almost every day. But we've almost overplayed the COVID card because we've been so focused on that, and people have been putting back other issues which may have been on the radar but not necessarily urgent, which are becoming more urgent as the weeks go by.
Yes.
And that's the risk.
Yeah, so the message for ovarian cancer is to be aware of what the symptoms are. And Sarah, you acknowledged earlier that perhaps you're only just learning what they might be.
Yes, and I think one of the really confronting things was another statistic to offer, guys, that 64% of women still believe that pap smears will pick up those symptoms or, be an early detection test, which they don't.
No.
It's only even scans can't provide a diagnosis. It's only a biopsy. So I think because a lot of the symptoms are nonspecific, there's pain, there's kind of symptoms that could be period pain, or that I think we've all heard a lot of stories from women who have been diagnosed quite late because they've been, those kind of symptoms could be attributed to something else. So they often get missed.
That's right. So keep an eye out for things like increased abdominal size or bloating, abdominal or pelvic pain, feeling full after eating a small amount or needing to urinate often or urgently. They are the vaguest symptoms.
Yes.
I mean, it's very difficult to then attribute that. But I do recall speaking with a woman who had been diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and she said what her doctor said is cancer symptoms don't go away.
No.
So it's about the persistence of those symptoms.
And listening to your body. Now, those things you described really cover everything from irritable bowel syndrome to perhaps eating the wrong food the night before. But interestingly, Joe and Sarah, there's a medical education site, and I visited it yesterday, and the current episode is on learning, this is for doctors, GPs, to learn about the features of the fairly non-specific symptoms of ovarian cancer, which might prompt further investigation.
Mm.
That's number one. Number two, the role of a specific gene in the investigation of ovarian cancer. And number three, the role of ultrasound in the investigation of ovarian cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to keep up with all the developments because this is really, it's a sinister cancer, and the earlier it's detected, the better.
So ovariancancer.net.au is the website to go to. There's some fantastic resources there. One of the things I thought was really wonderful is they have a symptoms diary that you can download, and they really recommend that you track your symptoms so that then when you do go to a doctor and the doctor perhaps is maybe a little dismissive or can't actually recognise the importance of these symptoms, you can give evidence and say, see, this is persistent. This is something that I really want investigated. And they also say, do seek a second opinion if you're not happy with what you've heard.
There's no shame in that, is there? A lot of us are hesitant to say to someone else, look, I just want to check. And there's no shame in that, as we'd get a couple of quotes for someone to replace the spouting. you do the same thing.
It's so true, Daryl. It's absolutely true. So we do encourage you to work out for women this November. It is a challenge in which you're invited to walk, run or move any way that you like for 4Ks a day to show your support for the 4 women diagnosed every day in Australia with ovarian cancer. And you can support people who are doing exactly that by donating or sponsoring. That's at ovariancancer.net.au. We're thinking of all of those who are affected by ovarian cancer this November as well. It's a really, as you say, an insidious disease, Sarah.
But I think the more we talk about it, the more people will have it in the back of their minds if they are experiencing those symptoms and not sort of dismiss it too easily and be willing to go and, you know your body better than anyone.
Of course you do.
Exactly right. Let's take a call. This is Kay from Melbourne. You have a question for Gerald.
Hi, Kay.
Hi, how are you?
We're well. How can we help?
I recently been told that I've got diverticulitis, but I haven't got any information and I really don't know what it is. And all I sort of experience is sometimes after eating, really bad bloating and feeling really unwell in my stomach. And like, I just wondered, what is it?
It's an inflammation of the diverticulum. How about that for a very vague definition? So we've got this part of our lower intestinal tract, K, which has got little. It's like the River Murray from above. So it's got lots of meanderings all the way through, and within the meanderings are more meanderings, and they're called the diverticula. When they get a little bit of food trapped in there, it sits. It sometimes festers, and it causes pain and inflammation. So have you? You've been to your local doctor. Has he or she suggested any further details you should investigate, or have you just been told go off and manage it?
No, I went and had a colonoscopy.
Yeah, how'd that go?
And the that was okay, but that's when the doctor there said that I had it, but I haven't been to the GP. So I really don't know anything about it.
Well, in the meantime, settle inflammation, Kay, with some fish oil capsules. Get a high DHA. So ask your pharmacist for the triple strength one. You can settle the bloating with a probiotic, and the combination of those are fairly common, lactobacillus and bifidobacter. And that's going to at least get you into the healthy part of looking after that diverticulum. But when you go back to the GP, see what else is suggested. If there's infection, you may even be put on an antibiotic short term. So follow it up. Don't ignore it, but the fish oil and the probiotic are essential.
Frustrating that she's been told what she has but no way of treating it.
Yes, I know.
It's not helpful at all.
It's not helpful because the pain is probably there after each meal.
Yes, I'm sure that it is. Well, we'll take more of your calls next. 131-873 is our number, and hopefully we will get on to Dr. Hannah Carell after this on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
If mild joint pain is getting in the way of life, try Go Healthy's high-strength Go Turmeric 30,000 plus one a day. Turmeric is traditionally used in Western herbal medicine to relieve inflammation and in traditional Chinese medicine to relieve joint pain. Get back to life with Go Healthy's Go Turmeric 30,000 plus one a day. Just $26.49 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Vital All-in-One is available now from $27.49. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
We do still hope to get Dr. Hannah Carell, clinical neuropsychologist, on the phone to talk about brain fog. But in the meanwhile, it's a great opportunity to get lots of your calls on the show. Hi there, Mark from
Essendon. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, panel. Gerald, can I just ask you, on and off every morning before I have my coffee, I have a warm water with lemon juice squeeze.
Good.
Is that okay on long term, Gerald?
Yes, it is. Did you have a concern about it, Mark?
Oh, I just thought because of maybe too much acid.
No, it's actually, lemon juice isn't actually acid, even though it's got a tart taste. It's good for your digestive system. And there are a lot of people that have started their days with lemon juice, sometimes with apple cider vinegar and a little bit of warm water, and swear by it. So, no, you go for your life.
Yeah, it just helps me go to the toilet too in the morning.
Terrific.
It just cleans me out.
Keeps you regular, Mark. Good.
It's good to know, Mark. Thank you so much for your call, and stay on the lemons is the advice there.
Well, if you've got a lemon tree, it's a great way to use them. And I know we'd probably prefer a G&T.
But we love to be regular. We love to regular.
It's a fairly basic thing that, you know, in any pharmacy, one of the biggest selling areas in any pharmacy is the bums and tums section. You know, all those digestive things. Mm. So we do worry about our digestion all the time.
Mm. Well, and I'd like to say thank you to my neighbours for the buckets of lemons that we've got in our street. That's just a bumper crop, it seems.
Well, so, there you go.
Yes.
A stall out in front, $2 a lemon.
What, I'm going to sell their lemons? Mm. That would be harsh.
That would be entrepreneurial, I would say.
Marianne from Wheelers Hill, good morning.
Morning, Marianne. How can we help?
Good morning, Gerald. I've had tendonitis for about 3 months. Mm-hmm. I do rub anti-inflammatory on it, but it's still very sore and inflamed. And first thing in the morning, it's the worst.
Talking arms, legs, where are we talking?
Oh, in my ankle.
In your ankle.
On my left foot.
Okay, so you're massaging a cream of some sort. Are you taking any oral anti-inflammatories at all, Marianne?
I do take turmeric, 30,000, one a day.
One a day, okay. Now, if you could add into that magnesium before you go to sleep at nighttime, because that reduces the...
I do take magnesium as well.
Okay.
Yes, at night.
Good. And you can go and buy over-the-counter one of the more potent anti-inflammatories. Do you have any blood pressure issues, Marianne?
No.
Okay. If you go and buy some diclofenac or one of those as well, on those days where it's really, keep taking the turmeric, but on one of those days where the pain it gives you real merry do, add some extra anti-inflammatory action with something like diclofenac or ibuprofen, just in the short term, just for a couple of days to settle it down, bearing in mind that every time you're walking, you're adding more pressure onto that ankle joint. Now, if it doesn't resolve, it's probably worth heading back to the doctor and getting some sort of scan done. There could be an underlying, or seeing a podiatrist. There's an underlying issue there which should settle, and if it's not, chase it up.
All the best with that there, Marianne. Paul in Camden, good morning.
Hi, Paul.
Morning. I just want to ask Gerald about, I've got Parkinson's. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm on Matapara.
Yes.
He's added the dose a bit stronger. I've had it over about a year or so now. Mm-hmm. What I wanted to find out from you, you suggested one time fish oil.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And there was something else as well.
The other nutrient, Paul, is called ubiquinol, U-B-I-Q-U-I-N-O-L. So we're talking here about helping nerve transmission, nerve transduction. If you could make a careful note of how you're feeling on the Matapar, because it's all about the dose, Paul. The idea is to try and get to titrate, to balance a dose that gives you the relief from the symptoms without any undue adverse effects impacting your quality of life. So as the doctor's manipulating that dose, make some notes every day about how you're feeling, whether the tremor's settling, getting worse, getting better, whatever, any effects, any outside influences that are affecting that tremor. But those two nutrients, the ubiquinol and the fish oil, are both nerve nurturing, so they can be safely added into the Matapar. Okay?
How do you say it again?
Yep, ubiquinol. B for Betty, U-B-I-Q-U-I-N-O-L. And there's a 300-milligram capsule, and just once a day.
Thanks for that, Paul, and all the best there. And Kathy from West Footscray, good morning.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. I've got a condition called hydrocephalus, and I've been put on two medications to help me sleep.
Yes.
Escitalopram and Qvirtia.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving me severe brain fog, which I've got normally from the hydrocephalus anyway.
Yes. Yeah, it's not helping, is it?
Normal?
Yes, look, it can be, Kathy, and it's worth having a chat to the doctor because there could be some dose adjustments that will that can be made where you again you get that reduction in brain fog. Do you do, Sarah, from an exercise perspective, from perhaps a distracting perspective, could Kathy perhaps start making notes about things so that she doesn't forget the routine things that she's worried about forgetting now?
Yeah, absolutely. I think with a lot of brain fog, part of the problem is because we're just on top of every other, you know, any other condition, we're just overloaded with information, trying to multitask all the time. It's no wonder that there's brain fog, forgetfulness, disorientation in amongst all of that. So really being mindful and just doing one activity at a time when your brain is feeling a little bit more compromised. I found things like coming out of chronic fatigue, I had intense brain fog and just have to do one thing at a time.
Yes, just focus on the things that you can manage well and build on that every day perhaps or every week.
Yeah, single-mindedness rather than...
And we can't remember anything. We put enormously unrealistic expectations on our ability to recall something instantly. And if we can't, we think, oh, goodness me, what's gone wrong? But
it's
we're only human after all.
Yes, we are only human. All the best with that, Kathy. And I think it's also that notion of being kind to yourself, which we say all the time, but it's a very difficult thing when you're frustrated with your own memory and you feel like it's letting you down. Sometimes taking it slower and just acknowledging that this is where we're at the moment and accepting it is... It's hard, but it's important. Thank you for your calls. We'll get to more of those next after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Vital All-in-One is available now from $27.49. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I must say an apology to all of us because Dr. Hannah Carroll, unfortunately, is not someone we've been able to stir. Our neuropsychologist we were hoping to speak with this morning about brain fog has not been contactable, unfortunately. But that's okay because I think it's important we do acknowledge that brain fog is something that we all experience. Actually, you know what, Gerald, to your point that you often make, and I know it is amusing that women are good at multitasking and men are single-minded.
It's serious,
right?
Joe. I get reminded of that at home all the time.
But do you know, actually, in actual fact, no one can have more than one focus, male or female, right? So single-focused attention is actually the best way. They've done lots of research into this. I'm sure you've read it, Sarah, around the fact that if you want to be productive, one thing at a time is always the best way to do it.
I bet you can think back over time and think of someone that you've interviewed or chatted to, even in a casual basis, who appears to give you their absolute single attention. How often is it sometimes in a crowd you're talking to someone, but you're really thinking about other things? And there is a skill from a brain fog perspective to really focus on what that person's saying and not be distracted by everything else that's going around you. Have you got people in your life that you think, yes, I remember that conversation. That was just amazing because I felt so special.
Oh, that's a lovely point, Gerald. I think you're exactly right. If you're thinking about how to protect your brain, I have done some research into the sorts of things actually that Dr. Hannah Carroll has suggested.
Yes.
And it's one of the things she's passionate about is staying social. And we talk about this a lot, don't we, Gerald?
All the time.
Yes, that it's important to remain connected with your social groups. And she says it's because what's happening is when you're speaking with someone in a social setting, your brain is constantly having to adjust and respond to what's happening in that conversation and therefore remaining nimble.
There's actually some really cool research into the blue zones, the five areas of the world where people live dramatically longer.
Yes.
And not just longer lives, but longer, higher quality lives.
Sure. Yes.
Okinawa in Japan is the blue zone with the most 100-year-olds. And one of the key factors in that research was that they have in Japan, the tradition is getting older and aging is not perceived as a bad thing, but societal connection and your role in the lives of younger people in the community is considered really important. So older people still have these groups where they will, you know, twice a week or three times or every day even will get together just to chat into their 90s and after they're 100. Mm. And their role in society is so relevant that it keeps their brain connected and active for so much longer. And you think about, you know, they don't even have a word for nursing home.
No.
Because they just stay in the community. And
I love that.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yes. Yeah. The other thing that Blue Zones have is the Mediterranean diet.
So,
which is so simple, but we ignore it, don't we? I often speak to groups about growing old gracefully, and my top feature is get connected, speak to people, do things with people, sing with people, act with people, learn a language with someone, and your brain actually regrows parts that have been neuroplasticity. We've talked about it, that you can reactivate areas of your brain that have been dormant for years and years and years.
And the constantly learning is the thing that you landed on there as well, Gerald.
Yes, so important. Yet we ignore it. We assume you get to a certain stage of your life and you'll put out the pasture. No, you're not. You're just learning a new part of your life. That's all.
Absolutely. So, well, we haven't been able to get on to Hannah, but a lovely conversation nonetheless around brain fog. And for me, it's always self-acceptance. If I can't find my wallet in my house, it'll emerge a few days later. Happens eventually.
Hopefully. We hope that it would.
That's right. Well, let's get to some calls. Hi there, Teresa from Pakenham. How are you going?
Hello, Teresa. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. You remember me from the other station?
Not sure about the trees. Have you got a question?
Yes, I have a question. I asked for my daughter, have you got something for hot flushes? Good one.
Yes, Teresa, two things, and remembering that hot flush is just a period of your life where things are changing. If you could pass on to your daughter to ask about black cohosh, which is the herb for balancing hormones, very important, and also to some magnesium to help sleep at night, because sleep is fundamental to all of the changes that are going on hormone-wise. Very simple things, but perhaps if, look, we've got a House of Wellness website, Teresa, and there's an Ask tab there, so if you could get your daughter to email through there, that will come directly to me and I'll give her quite specific suggestions.
All the best, Teresa, and it's lovely that you're looking out for your daughter like that. Thank you so much for your call. Leslie in Calleyville, hi there.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Gerald. I have a urine infection. I'm sure I've had it once before, and I've been taking Ural.
Yes.
I thought it was working, but now this morning it's back again and it's painful. And is there anything else I could take before getting antibiotics?
Yes. Well, look, the herb of choice, Leslie, is cranberry, high-dose cranberry, because UTIs occur because of an infection that adheres to the wall of your bladder, and cranberry stops that stickiness from happening. So I have two ladies here that may have much more experience in UTIs than I have. But that herb, the herb cranberry, and the other thing, dramatically increase your fluid intake, and when you feel as if you've finished urinating, sit there for another 20 seconds or so to make sure you expel residual urine, which is often the trigger for the urgency and where bacteria tend to grow. So and cranberry is safe to take all the time. Ural is more a symptomatic thing, but you could take the cranberry every day with lots and lots and lots of water, and you'll find that you'll minimize your risk.
Leslie, I also find this could be just anecdotal, but in the sort of early days of niggling symptoms before you get a fully blown UTI, I ramp up the Ural and the cranberry juice or the cranberry tablets in that early phase, and sometimes that wards it off before it actually hits. And then when you are in that really painful phase, when it has sort of fully, you know, hit you as a fully blown UTI, something that provides me a lot of relief is a bath, because I don't know what it is about relieving like the heat on your abdominal area, also taking away that constant feeling of needing to go to the toilet that sometimes in a bath gets suspended. So even if you just need a little bit of comfort, I find a long hot bath can really help. But get those fluids up as well, because it's easy to forget to keep drinking.
There you go. Well done.
And a very unpleasant experience. So we're thinking of you. Elaine in Sydney, hi there.
Hi, it's me.
Yes, Elaine.
I'd just like to ask you, because you advertise so much about turmeric, curcumin, but I'm allergic to them. I'm allergic to sulfur. Are they connected?
No, they're not. They're not, Elaine. You can have turmeric without an issue at all. And if you've got inflammatory pain, so joint pain, it's a very simple and easy option that's going to settle that inflammation for you. So if you're concerned, get one of the low-dose ones and just introduce it slowly, but I'm sure you won't have a problem.
Thanks so much for your call, Elaine. We'll have more of your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Sick of taking multiple supplements? Introducing Vital All-in-One from Chemist Warehouse. This all-in-one daily supplement combines 78 ingredients, including vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, plus vegetables, greens, and even digestive enzymes. And because it's a convenient drink, your body doesn't need to break it down and can absorb that goodness much faster. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, get Vital All-in-One from just $27.49. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Vital All-in-One is available now from $27.49. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Time for A to Z of Vitamins. Gerald, we're talking Carver today.
Now, when you think of Carver, Joe, you think of a holiday in Fiji, don't
I
you?
I do. And you've been taken, you say that.
Yes, you've been taken by someone to usually Uncle Jack's, you know, who happens to have all the tourists come in and watch the Carver ceremony. But seriously, Carver is an amazing herb for relaxation, for stress control, for better sleep quality. And we're beginning to understand now why these traditional societies, as in Fiji and other countries, rely on Carver as the way of opening up communication, because you feel a little more uninhibited, and you can have a discussion with the next people in the next village that you might have had a disagreement with. That's how it all started.
Mm.
So we should never underestimate the power of these traditional herbs, and certainly therapeutically active Carver in a clinically proven dose can make a real difference.
Well, the A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Go Healthy's Go Carver 4200 One A Day, a convenient high-strength one-a-day carver traditionally used in Pacific Islander medicine to aid mind relaxation and induce sleep. Now, we do love it when you give us a call with your questions, and we also have received a question off-air for
yes.
you, Gerald.
Yes.
Is there a natural remedy to cure... What is this?
Helicobacter pylori. So yeah. That's H. pylori is an infection.
Obviously,
in your stomach.
Why didn't I know that? Obviously.
A fairly common infection that most of us have and we live with because it's controlled. But every now and again when it gets out of control, it's treated with some fairly powerful medication. So in answer to the natural remedy to cure, it depends. If you've had the courses of antibiotics and they've been unsuccessful, then move on to something like olive leaf extract, which is a powerful way of keeping gut bacteria under control. I've seen good results with that, where you're living with the infection rather than trying to throw multiple medications at it. So olive leaf extract, best in liquid form, start at a low dose, 2.5 mils once a day, then twice a day after a week, up to 10 mils then twice a day, and away you go.
All the best, Bill. There I am.
Welcome back, Joe.
You've written a guide on olive leaf, haven't you, Gerald?
Yes, I have. I have written a guide on olive leaf extracts.
I found that enormously helpful.
Good. I'm glad.
The wheels are coming off today, but you can hear yeah. my voice, which
brain
is
fog.
Lovely.
Yes.
It is brain fog. I jinxed us all. Let's get to Rita. Hi there, Rita.
Hello, Rita.
It's Greta.
Greta.
Oh,
hi, Greta.
Beg your pardon.
How can we help you, Greta?
Greta.
I'm 90 years of age.
Yes.
And I have pain right from the top of my legs, right down my legs to my feet.
Yes.
And of a night time, the pain is cruel, and especially my two big toes stick up in the air.
Yes.
And now, they won't go down until I get up, and I have to have Oz Health arthritis.
Okay.
I've got to massage those two big toes.
Yes.
For about 15 minutes before it goes down to the same level as the other toes.
Now, have you chatted to your doctor about this, Greta?
Pardon?
Have you chatted to your doctor about this?
Oh, yes, I have. I'm on a lot of medication.
Are you? Okay. Now, you continue your massage and speak to your pharmacist, Greta, about some turmeric, which will help reduce the... That's coming from your sciatic nerve. So the turmeric will reduce the inflammation. So would you write that down, have a chat to your pharmacist today or tomorrow?
And congratulations on reaching 90 years age and sounding as vital as ever. I love that, Greta. It's great to hear from you. Thank you so much. A question for off air. Gerald, last week you mentioned something for cramps.
We would have talked magnesium. How often do we get calls on magnesium? So magnesium in either powder or capsule form, outstanding for settling cramps and very effective, often within days.
We do thank everyone for your calls, 131 873, and we'll take more of your calls next week, I should say. But if you weren't able to get through today, do head to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask tab, and Gerald is there to answer your questions. We'll get more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Vital All-in-One is available now from $27.49. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Well, what an enjoyable hour we've had together.
We've been a little bit all over the place, but it's been good.
It's been shambolic, perhaps, but fun and hopefully informative as well. If you are interested, the TV show is back on Channel 7 Day at midday, House of Wellness TV. I understand we've been talking about brain health, and you and Heinze make a hummus that's for brain health today.
Hummus with chickpeas, and it actually is delicious, and he has carrots as his dipper.
Oh, great.
Oh, you need a vessel.
Yes, you do.
Absolutely.
Well, otherwise the hummus gets all over the place. Yeah.
I mean, I have gone at it with a spoon before in my time.
Have you?
I wouldn't recommend it.
No, a bit much.
It's a bit much. Yeah. It's a bit much.
Yes. Oh, the carrot was good.
But it wasn't yours and Heinze's.
No. So. Oh, this is delicious.
Yes. And then on, we've got the lift out today.
Today's House of Wellness Plus lift out, mind and body, with Elise Knowles on the front. Some really good information in there too.
Absolutely. Check out that. And well, actually, to go back to the TV show, there is an amazing story about a new breast cancer treatment that is a first in Melbourne. It's sort of, there's a few more of these machines around the country, but are really changing the way women are treated for breast cancer, which is really fantastic development as well. Sarah, gorgeous to see you.
Oh, thank you guys for having me again. Always a pleasure. Brain fog aside, I had a wonderful time.
It was the coffee at 7 o'clock.
It was the coffee at 7 o'clock.
And Gerald, awesome as always to spend this hour with
you. Good on
you,
Joe. Well, have a great day.
And of course, we say thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. Check out housewellness.com.au, and we will see you all again next week.